Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Cassin of Wings, with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. First, of course, as usual, I gotta thank everybody for showing me so much love back in my absence. Man, so many things have happened, so many great things. Couple of Chris is popping off. My divorce, not an option. My wife thing is popping off. I'm helping her start her own podcast, which is, I don't know if it's going to be called Women's Mental Health or it's going to be In My Closet, but it's going to be addressing like the women's side of it. You know what I mean? I am married to a Black woman. I know I talk about it a lot, Black women a lot, but my wife, she's going to be talking on the side of Black women and empowerment and things like that. So, you know, I'm just really excited about that, man. You know, thanks for showing love to me and my wife and a couple of critics and the divorce not an option. Also, then, you know, we started doing some skits. We are officially social media content creators and influencers, which is crazy. We just went on a ship and we were doing content there and people were like, oh my God, you know, and they were inquiring about who we were. A couple of people know who we were, knew who I was. So that was really, really a great experience. But let's talk, let's get to this Black Men's Mental Health. And guys, let me tell you right now, I'm doing a lot, man. I'm hitting y'all with the podcast. I'm hitting y'all with a lot of Black Men's Mental Health. Okay. So it's coming. All right. We starting it, man. Every week I'm hitting y'all with content. If you follow the Instagram page, I'm hitting with content on Instagram page. Black Men's Mental Health on Instagram. Follow it. I'm hitting with little memes. I'm hitting it with some content. So Definitely join it. You know what I mean? I was starting with, you know, 50 views, maybe not that. Now we have a couple thousand, man. Appreciate you, man. You're showing love to the social media finally instead of just listening to me. But what are we talking about? Yeah, 50-50, the trap. Okay, now this Diddy case got me thinking. Okay, now this is not a defend Diddy. This is not anything like that. I've talked about Diddy before. You know that. But something has happened that I've noticed right now for Black men. And I'm seeing the patterns going on. Okay. So last year, maybe 2 years ago, year and a half ago, whatever, the whole debate about the whole 50-50 started, right? Men should always, you know, the narrative is men should pay 100%, never go 50-50. A woman should never go 50-50 with a man. A man should pay everything. And there's debate back and forth with, you know, men and women, Black men and Black women, you know, going back and forth regarding, you know, 50-50. You know, some are saying, oh, a man should pay everything. You got, you know, social media, you know, or little rats out there like Yada and all these other people talking about, oh, a man should pay everything. A woman should give her, you know, back and forth. So, and, you know, I talked about that before as well. But then I noticed something. The Diddy case made me notice something. Now, the narrative is men shouldn't go 50-50. We should pay everything. We should take care of our women, right? And it's funny, when I was looking at the Diddy case and I saw what the prosecution was trying to do, right? Apparently, so Cassie and the other girl, whatever, you know, he was paying their bills. He was taking care of them. He was taking care of their bills. He was putting them in a nice house, apartments and stuff. Even the girl that was on the stand testifying against him, he's still paying her $10,000 a month towards her bills. And I started to say to myself, that's why the narrative of the 50-50 started going. Then I started thinking about R. Kelly, right? And I started to think about what he was charged with as well, right? You know, he's a pedophile. You know, he did something wrong. Then all of a sudden, you know, these of age girls, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, he's a trap. It was all these things. And you notice that before everything before they actually take him to court, right? They actually got stuff on them, real stuff, but it doesn't hold a lot of prison time. You know, they had R. Kelly on the, you know, the whole young girl thing, but they couldn't get him for that. You know what I'm saying? Apparently the girl didn't want to testify, whatever. Diddy, they got him for being Cassie, but they didn't charge him for that. Even though R. Kelly got off for it, but they couldn't get him on that. They couldn't get Diddy on the Beast of Cassidy. So then they got R. Kelly for having sex with women that chose to be there. But because it didn't work out the way they wanted it to, now they're claiming that even though he's taking care and I'm paying, they were claiming, oh, I was forced to do it. I was coerced to do it. Now, R. Kelly's a little bit predated the whole 50-50 talk, but it worked. Then I'm just thinking, I'm like, damn, all this talk about taking care of a woman, right? And then later on, boom. So it worked on R. Kelly, right? That these women claim that he sex trafficked them and prostituted, all this stuff, right? Even though we all know it's just women that wanted to be down with R. Kelly, right? But anyway. But then the 50-50 narrative started to come, and now they're trying to get Diddy. Now, regardless of whether you like Diddy or not, the whole case is bullshit. They have criminals, because at the end of the day, if you are a prostitute, if you are selling drugs, you are a criminal. But they have criminals that did criminal acts for Diddy to convict him, like he's the kingpin of this empire that they're trying to say, which is ridiculous. But anyway, but what's interesting is that the prosecution is trying to say because he was taking care of them, they were forced to do those freak-offs. They were forced to do everything because he was taking care of them. But see, is it the narrative that black men now should take care of their women? Women should look for a provider, a man that does everything for them. But at the end of the day, later on, when things don't work out the way they wanted it to, they could say, oh, he paid everything for me. Now I felt like I had to do everything. Which is crazy, because now any man, if Diddy gets convicted, right, any man of the prostitution and stuff like that, of course, right, any man that's taking care of, especially black man, any black man that's taking care of his woman, which is the narrative they want, later on now the feds, the cops could come back and say that he coerced her or forced her to do it because he was paying everything. But a man is supposed to pay everything. Like, we can't even win by being a good man. If you're a good man, you got the money, your baby mama take care of you. And then the relationship don't work out. She could come back and say, yo, we had a threesome and I felt, and because he was taking care of me, I felt I had to do it and I was forced to do it. Or, I sucked his dick and, you know, because he was taking care of me, I felt like I had to. So he manipulated me. I mean, think about it. Think about the slippery slope that sets up. The government is really trying to make it that no matter what you do, all the good things you do as a black man, they could take you to court. Right? I mean, with Bill Cosby, think about it. I mean, it was statute of limitations on it, but they find a way around it. Like they think about the convictions. Like, these are stars and women want to be around them. And at the end of the day, they're being punished because these women are willing to do anything to be in a lifestyle. And they're willing to take anything. So what should a black man do? Now you're rich, you have power, and women want to be around you. So you don't demand any, you can't demand anything. It has to be her way. Like think about what they're saying, that no matter if you are the money maker, she should do whatever the hell she wants. And that's okay. Cassie cheated on him, was fucking other dudes, doing anything she wanted to do, but she is still the victim. Right? You know, from the court, you know, he's being honest with me, he's doing his thing, you know, all that stuff. They were having the freak-offs, all that. And because they were jealous of the freak-offs, they got jealous because he wanted it too much. They were out there doing their thing, cheating, doing dirty stuff, but they're still victims. See, no matter what we do as black men, we are still the aggressors. We're the abusers. Literally, he was taking care of them, and he's the bad guy. Now, you know, we know he hit Cassie. We have the video, and I'm not taking that away. I'm not saying that she's not a victim of abuse by him. Don't get me wrong. But in a toxic relationship, both people are abusive towards each other. Both people are victims of each other. See, the thing is, you could still be a victim and still be guilty as an aggressor or abuser. Like, just because you was raped by your daddy when you was younger, doesn't justify you raping your kids. You still go to jail. Is there some understanding? Yeah, but at the end of the day, you still did the crime. See, and that's what people don't understand. Just because somebody did you wrong doesn't give you right to do them wrong. Doesn't justify what you do. You know, it's like in relationship, they say hurt people hurt people. I've been in situations where women have done dirty stuff because they've been hurt and felt justified for it because they were hurt, so they could do whatever. Because black women have this idea that they could do anything wrong as long as they have something you did to them to justify it. Oh, you hit me. Oh, you cheated on me. Oh, you play with my emotions, whatever. Now I could do you and anybody else dirty, and I'm justified for it. And our society promotes that. Nobody's sitting here judging Cassie for cheating on him. Nobody's judging her for cheating on her husband or fiance, whatever he was at the time, going back to Diddy, still having freakos while she's with that dude. Nobody's saying she's wrong at all. She's the victim because we got that video that Diddy beat her. Now, at the end of the day, I'm not saying any man should ever hit a woman. I do not believe there's any circumstances that a man should ever hit a woman. So I want to make that clear. But at the end of the day, I think I stated this before. If you know you're with a man that's abusive and is going to hit you, why would you antagonize the situation? Why would you go out there and cheat and play games when you know his reaction? That's like women running through Central Park with no shirt on. Do you have the right to do that? Yes, you do. Does anybody have the right to rape you? No, they do not have the right to rape you or touch you at all. But if you know that there's some sick people out there, why would you walk into the fire? See, that's the problem. They walk into the fire, and when they get burned, they cry. If you know Diddy's jealous and he's abusive, why would you run out there and cheat and create all these scenarios? She was threatening people herself, setting freak-offs herself, agitating the situation when she got caught with Kid Cudi and he said, where does Kid Cudi live? And she gave him the address. I mean, at the end of the day, they both were fucked up people. And let's be honest, we've all had that relationship that has brought the dark side out of you. When you and somebody is so compatible to each other's dark side, that it becomes toxic. I've been there, you know what I'm saying, where somebody matches your dark shit, your freaky, dark, crazy shit you want to do. That's like Bonnie and Clyde. You know, they went around robbing and stuff, and they bonded so much in their dark side. Look where they wound up. But it happens. We all get into a relationship where it brings out our dark side. We have this attraction, and we just, you know? And that's an attraction that it's different than love. It's not what you think is love, but it's not. It's dark love. Maybe that's a new word, dark love. Meaning that it's love because you're finally with somebody that you could do your deepest, darkest, nasty shit with. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's be real. Cassie and Diddy's a swinger. You know, it's a whole culture out there. Are they going to go to every swing club and arrest people now because they're having threesomes or their man is with a girl, they're watching them? Is that the way it's going to be now? See, this case is not about Diddy being right or wrong. It's about what they're trying to say. That, you know, morally, they're trying to convict them. And that speaks values about black men. Now you can't have sexual preference, because at the end of the day, that could be used against you. Now you can't say to your woman, hey, baby, I want to try this. And she may not want to do it, but you know what? I'll do it for my man. Because right there, you're wrong. You get what I'm saying? This is where this is going for black men, that we can't win no matter what we do. If you're a good man and take care of your girl, you shouldn't demand shit. You should just be grateful for the woman you got. And just hopefully she does some shit. Maybe you want some next level freaky shit. Maybe you like, yo, I like my balls, you know, licked. I want my salad tossed and all this other stuff. You know what salad tossed is, people? It's people licking your butt, okay? I'm just letting you know, because people, I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah. You know, maybe people into some freaky shit like that. But if you ask your woman to do it, she's like, I don't know, baby. He's like, oh, come on, baby. All right, cool. Later on, she can say, I only did it because he was taking care of me. He was paying the bills and I felt trapped. Think about it. That's what this case is saying. See, you, and then people, some people are probably going to say, well, what about Epstein? What about Weinstein and Epson and Weinstein, other white men? And all the, you know what? Sometimes you gotta break a few eggs to make that omelet. Like, sometimes you gotta do it. But these talks only go on in the black community. They don't go on in the white community. You don't hear white women talking about 50-50 and black men talking about Asians or Latinos. You don't hear none of that shit in no other culture but ours. Now, if you're a good man and take care of a woman and she doesn't like how the relationship ended, she could always come back years later and say, I felt trapped because he was paying everything. So your man better go 50-50 because she's going to use that you took care of her. She felt coerced to do everything. I could have swore. Me and my wife were talking about it. I know we're going to do a podcast about it, right? The same topic from just from a couple standpoint. But in relationships, you do things that you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? You do things for your woman you don't want to do. She does things for you she don't want to do. And it's not all about freaky shit. It's just about just regular life shit. You know, maybe you make a career move that she don't may not agree with you. Maybe you make your financial move. You know what I'm saying? They don't agree with you. You do this, whatever. I mean, all relationships are about taking chances and things happening and you coming to a compromise. Compromise doesn't mean that you agree. Compromise meaning that, okay, if this is what you want, I'll compromise and do it. And that's fine. So at the end of the day, if you compromise with your woman and you're paying $100, I mean, you're paying 100% of the bills, she could come back and say she felt coerced. Like, that's what this case is saying. Even though she set a freak off herself, she, you know, there was text message. He was like, nah, I don't want to do it. We could just chill tonight. She's like, oh, no, I want to. Now, she's saying, well, I did because that's what he expected of me. Text messages of her saying, you know, you are all these prostitutes, but you have this right here. But you have this one prostitute right here. Sometimes I feel like a sex worker. Like, if you felt like you was coerced, why would you say that in a text talking about sometimes I feel like a prostitute? Because you need all these prostitutes, but you have a prostitute right here. Would you say, I don't like this no more. I don't want to do it. You know what I'm saying? You're forcing. I feel like you're forcing me to do it. Because you no. There's no text like that. That it don't even exist. But somehow, she's the victim. So black men, we got to understand that this 50-50 thing ain't really a true discussion. Now, do I believe a man should provide for his woman? I do. I really do. So it's not about 50-50 of money. It's about 50-50 of the relationship. It's about, at the end of the day, I think as a man, you should provide. But how that provide looks is different for everybody. But see, they're specifically talking about money because legally now they could use that to say you were sex trafficking her. You was using her, you was sitting there using your money and influence to make her do things. And that's what this is all about. We got to wake up and understand that they put things out in our culture to use it against us. Just like they use our music and everything they use against us to criminalize us. To criminalize black men. I mean, they use rap lyrics to prosecute men, black men. They don't use rap, country lyrics. They don't use rock lyrics. They don't use none of that. But when it comes to black people, everything we do is criminal. They say it's a positive thing. We make money off of it, but then they use it against us to throw us in jail, to put us on probation, to fine us. So we have to understand what are they doing. We have to understand how they're moving, how they're really moving against us. And that when we give into the conversation about these dumb cultural ideas, it's really they're trying to embed it in our culture so they can use it against the black man. because they ain't using it towards no white man. See, with Epstein, Weinstein, they said, oh, he raped me. Not he coerced me because he had power. No, he raped me. You see, the lingo's different. Not that, oh, I felt I had to because, you know, he was powerful. It was, he raped me. He forced himself on me. I didn't want to do it and he forced me. See, that's how they get the white man. But the black man, they say, oh, I felt as because he had power and influence that I had to do it. Now, this ain't no workplace. Like they got a couple of anchors at, you know, subordinates. Like, oh, you know, he was sleeping with his subordinate. So at the end of the day. But was it that woman in Georgia? She not in jail. She was sleeping with her subordinate. And she not in jail. They told her either you get off the Trump case or you fire your lover. Now, let's say that was a black man and a woman. You know damn well he will be fired, debarred, ridiculed in the media. Charges will be, charged. They would try some charges. He would lose his job, everything. Just for the allegation. But she, you know what I'm saying? All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Oh, well, either you don't work on Trump or you leave him. Either one is your choice. See, that's the double standard. As a black man, we can't do anything right. Like in my life, I had to evaluate my life and say to myself, what am I doing to put myself to expose myself? And I saw some things that I was doing and how I was moving. And I wasn't moving bad in any way. Don't get me wrong. I was never moving in any type of scandalous or devious ways. But some things I was doing, some ideas I had, I said, man, this could really be used against me. This could be flipped around in some way. So I said, you know what? I got to stop certain things. I got to stop certain moves. I got to stop certain practices because now they could use it. The more fame, the more attention you get, they're going to use that against you. So I'm very wary of how I move. I'm very wary about my circle of friends, women friends now. I'm like, you know, because I'm not saying that, you know, I know bad women or women are evil. No, like I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that, you know, you have to be cautious of your interaction because the more attention that gets on you, the more opportunity other people see. The more opportunity they see that, yo, if you got it, I want it. Because when people think they're your friends or they're down with you in any way, they feel they deserve everything you have. But when they don't get what you have, the success, the money, whatever, then they get mad. And then they sue you or they put things out there. You know, Fat Joe just got a case of a guy that was his hype man for years. And then in the lawsuit, you know, hey, I'm not questioning. Maybe some things happened, but he said that he had over 4,000 inappropriate sexual encounters that happened to him. 4,000. How the fuck do you count 4,000 inappropriate sex acts on you? Like, literally think about it. Like how 4,000? We're not talking about, you know, 40. Shit, I don't believe it's 400, but you know, 4,000 sexual acts that happened to him. Was this motherfucker just keeping count? Was he writing down every single thing that happened? 4,000? Like there's not even enough pages in a regular notebook to write down 4,000 acts and incidences. 4,000? Come on now. But see, when you got it and they don't got it, they feel privileged to it. See, because it's not like back in the days people said, we're going to earn our shit. We're going to earn it. I don't expect nobody else to do it. We're going to earn it. No. And you try to say, well, Cass, what does that have to do with what you're talking about? Because it does. Because at the end of the day, women that are living the life off of you, you paying everything, and the moment that stops, they feel privileged that it should still go on, and they go get you for your money. they go sue you, or they're going to fuck up your name, because at the end of the day, they're mad because it didn't work out. The life they were you were giving them stopped. The money stopped. The luxury, the trips, everything stopped. And they're mad because they feel like they're privileged to it, and they you should still be giving them money. Oh, you're going to pay, so they're going to take you to court. It's like at the end of the day, when a baby mama, you know what I'm saying, see that her baby father got a new job, or he got a new family, he bought a house, he got a new car, she says, oh, I'm entitled to more child support, so I'm going to take you to court and get more money because it's my, I deserve it. Not, you know, nobody, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whether you got two goddamn feet, two eyes, two hands, you go out there and work. No, you go out there and make more money. No, at the end of the day, I deserve your money. Because they don't say your child, their child deserves the money. No, they want more money because you hurt me. You're not with me. Oh, this new bitch you with. Oh, you got the family. Oh, okay. You're going to pay. See, that's what is happening. The 50-50 talk was a setup. It was a setup. So now they can use that. When you become a good dude and you provide, then and they can say, oh, you was trafficking this bitch, because at the end of the day, she didn't want to do all that stuff. Because where's the slippery soul? She was a voluntary participant in some freaky shit. So at the end of the day, where does it end? Like I said before, she sucks your dick. She tosses your salad. She licks your nipples. She does some nasty freaky stuff. You bust on her eye. Everything can say, I didn't want to do it because, you know, I just did it because he paid for everything. And I just felt like I had to. No text message say, yo, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like he said a few times, like the relationship, like I'm done with it. You cheating on me. I'm not going to pay for nothing. Pay, give me my money back. But that's not controlling. That's saying you did me wrong. I'm done with you. But see, women feel, especially black women, they feel they're owed something no matter what. And if you go down for it, they don't give a flying rat's ass. How many women right now are with Cassie and want to see Diddy go down just because they don't like him? They want that man to go to jail, fuck his kids, fuck his family, fuck all the people that that, you know what I'm saying, he helped out. His, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, he's a dog. Cassie deserved $30 million for being a toxic relationship, jumping from man to man and opportunity to opportunity, but that's okay. Like, but like I said, I am not defending Diddy's wrong. I'm not defending R. Kelly or Bill Cosby or anybody like that. I'm not defending them. If you do wrong, you deserve everything that comes with you. But at the end of the day, we have to see the hypocrisy to what's going on. We have to see the wrong that's going on and how they're setting you up as a black man. Stay woke, black man, because they're coming after every aspect. Even when you're a good man, they're going to use that to make you a criminal. Because at the end of the day, that's where they are. They want us to be criminals. That's where they make money off of us. That's where they feel comfortable with us. Because at the end of the day, that's why they criminalize everything that you do. Because now if you're a good man and you take care of your woman, they could use it against you. All right, black man. I appreciate y'all listening to my podcast as usual. You know, go to the Instagram page, man. It's popping now. It's popping. I always said to y'all, I'm going to get the social media going. And it is going. You can see my face. If you just only know my voice and you don't follow your social media, stuff like that, you can see my face. You know, my beautiful face. You know what I'm saying? You can see me. You know, you can see me and my wife. And, you know, you can see a lot of things. You'll go to Castle Williams. That's my personal page where you can just follow me on there. And, you know, see everything I do, but then also Black Men's Mental Health, follow that as well. Coupleofcritics.com. Me and my wife have the, you know, we're critics, so we always doing quick reviews on various things, movies, television, restaurants, all that stuff. And then Divorce Not an Option, go on youtube.com/@divorcenotanoption. You can see our kit, we got skits on there that we're doing, and then our podcast, Divorce Not an Option. I'm about to actually do one after this podcast with my wife. You know, and you know, black men, let me tell you something though. If you got a good woman, a good black woman, let me tell you, ain't nothing in the world better than a good black woman. See, I'm not anti-black women. I know reality of what's happening with our black women in general. But don't get me wrong. I know there are good black women out there. I have one. I'm blessed to have an excellent, beautiful black woman. So at the end of the day, if you find a good woman, yo, cherish her, love her. but be wary of those foul women out there. And unfortunately, they're the most present out there right now. But there are good black women out there, guys. There are. So I want to be clear, okay? Black men's mental health is no way anti-black women, okay? I talk about the culture and what's happening with black women in general, but that does not mean that there aren't any good black women out there, all right? Statistically, most black men marry black women. Statistically, most influential, famous, rich black men marry black women. So we're not abandoning our black women. We're not saying this, but we are against the culture that black women are starting to adopt. The culture that is prominent on the net and in our culture. That's what we're against. Not against black women, but about the culture that a lot of black women are embracing. All right, guys. Well, like I said, follow me, Castanova Williams on Instagram, Black Men's Mental Health on Instagram, CastanovaWilliams.com, CoupleOfCritics.com, DivorceNotAnOption.com, Culture.skin. We reloaded up on some products, so definitely go there, get your skin looking beautiful, all natural. Okay, all right, guys, until next time.